ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The war between Russia and Ukraine still raging. Ukraine destroying two key bridges in Russia's Kursk region. And in the Middle East, Israeli strikes across Gaza killed dozens of people overnight and this morning, including young quintuplets. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to the region to try and broker a ceasefire.
Even while that intense diplomatic push to end the war plays out, Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. More than 60 people killed this weekend, including children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry, with 15 members of one single family killed in an Israeli strike Saturday.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. In the U.S., the Democratic National Convention opens in Chicago tomorrow with Kamala Harris at the top of the presidential ticket. More than 50,000 convention goers and tens of thousands of protesters expected under tight security. And disgraced ex-congressman from New York, George Santos, is due in federal court tomorrow, where sources tell ABC News he's expected to plead guilty to fraud charges. This is a scare in the air in eastern Germany. Two gondolas on a Ferris wheel caught fire at a music festival, injuring at least 23 people. A news agency reports the fire started on one gondola and then spread to a second one on Saturday night. Four people suffered burns and one suffered injuries from a fall. The others, including first responders and at least four police officers, had possible smoke inhalation. The cause is still under investigation. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is back. Events this weekend marking 10 years since millions around the world first poured ice water on their heads when challenged on social media, all to raise awareness of the serious neurological disorder ALS. North Carolina business owner Colin Leonard organizing a giant soak party in Raleigh on Saturday ahead of his restaurant's annual ALS Awareness 5K race next month.
To get people posting these videos, tagging folks they know.
The Ice Bucket Challenge started in August 2014 with friends and celebrities challenging others to dump ice on their heads. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 76 degrees in Richland Center. Look for partly cloudy conditions today. A nice late summer day with a high of 80. Mostly clear tonight. Patchy fog is possible with a low of 55. And sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal with a high of 79. Once again, in Richland Center, it's currently sunny and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
No Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roasts, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Today is Sunday, August 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Governor Tony Evers has announced his appointment of Morgan Johanning to serve as Lafayette County District Attorney. The appointment fills a vacancy created by former District Attorney Jenna Gill's appointment to the Lafayette County Circuit Court. Johanning will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends on January of 2025. Johanning has been presenting clients in criminal defense and family law cases since 2019, practicing in Lafayette, Greene, Grant, and Iowa counties. Her criminal defense work has ranged from traffic offenses to misdemeanors and serious felonies. Johanning is bilingual and has dedicated much of her practice to representing Spanish-speaking clients. Previously, she worked for Disability Rights Wisconsin, advocating for individuals who had been denied benefits. An original member of Governor Tony Evers' cabinet is moving on. Secretary of Transportation Craig Thompson announced Friday he is leaving his position in September to become UW-Madison's Vice Chancellor of Public Relations. Thompson was one of Evers' first cabinet picks in January of 2019. Evers will appoint DOT Deputy Secretary Christina Boardman in his place. Boardman's been with the agency for 20 years and served as the head of the DMV. She thanked Evers for the vote of confidence, and she'll continue his directive to fix the darn roads. An extortion plot at a Southeast Wisconsin fast food restaurant. According to criminal complaint, two 29-year-old workers at Culver's in Muskego threatened to expose a co-worker's affair with another Culver's co-worker. The man demanded money of the victim, threatening to distribute flyers all over the city of Muskego to ruin the victim's reputation if they didn't cooperate. After the alleged extorters were paid over $5,000, police were notified and the two men were charged with threatening to communicate derogatory information. Each could face 3 years in prison if convicted. A West Allis woman sets fire to her home with her boyfriend inside. Police say the 19-year-old woman was having a heated argument with her boyfriend Thursday night at the apartment they shared, and that she started the fire when things got physical. No one was injured, but three families living in the building are now displaced. The woman faces several charges, including arson, attempted homicide, and battery. The Milwaukee Brewers are giving their updated parking system another try. The parking app was launched for the home opener in April, but was shut down due to connectivity issues. The Brewers have chosen some select parking lots around the stadium for the system reboot. It allows for fans to drive straight to their parking spot by using their smartphones to scan a nearby QR code and either activate a prepaid parking pass or purchase a pass. The team hasn't yet announced when the parking changes will take effect across all lots at American Family Field. For Pete's Sake is hosting its 20th annual Day in the Park fundraiser today at Spring Green's Veterans Park. It will be a day of music, food, and fun. The fifth annual For Pete's Sake golf outing will be held at the House on the Rock Resort on Friday, September 20th. For more information about Day in the Park and the golf outing, it's available on the website at 4PeteSake.com. Wild West Days concludes today in Viroqua. There will be Mutton Bustin' and Drill Team at 1:15 and Hell on Hooves Ranch Rodeo Bulls and Barrels at 2. Admission is $5 for those 13 and up and $4 for those 6 to 12. Beef producers looking to learn, network, or simply socialize off the farm are encouraged to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster Wednesday and Thursday, August 28th and 29th. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, extension organizations, beef councils, and cattlemen's associations across Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin have joined forces to bring this unique event to the Midwest. Starting Wednesday afternoon, Culver's Restaurant Marketing and Public Relations Manager Allison Diemer discusses Culver's Thank You Farmers Project. Following the keynote address, breakout sessions will begin with topics including vitamin and mineral impacts on cattle performance from conception to harvest, hairy heel wart management in beef cattle, good stewardship practices for winter manure management, and proper management of new cattle in the feed yard. Participants will also be treated to a tour of the University of Wisconsin-Lancaster Ag Research Station to discover new projects in soil conservation and grazing. During the tour, UW Extension educators and specialists will cover topics including pasture management, fitness for transport, and truck and trailer inspections. Leading off Thursday morning, Dr. Ron Gill and Kurt Pate will lead a live cattle demonstration and a shoot side discussion. They highlight low stress handling with special attention to using the animal's natural instincts while keeping the handlers and cattle safe. Additionally, they discuss the differences between handling beef cattle and beef X dairy cross cattle. This demonstration will equip farmers with the knowledge and confidence to handle cattle with minimal stress, leading to a calmer and more productive herd. After the demonstration with Gill and Pate, participants will hear results from the 2022 National Beef Quality Audit and discuss carcass quality defects with packing plant representatives. Rounding out the event will be a panel discussion on using genetics to select for sustainability. Those who need to renew their beef quality assurance certification will also be able to complete a test to extend their certification for another 3 years. Registration for the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster is $75 and includes 3 meals. For more information, including the complete agenda, fees, and registration form, visit stockmanshipandstewardship.org. Cattle producers attending Stockmanship and Stewardship are eligible for reimbursement through the Rancher Resilience Grant. To apply for a grant to cover registration costs and two-night hotel, visit ncba.org/producers/rancher-resilience-grant. WRCO News time is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job. It's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
And currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, and our temperature is now 77 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Headline reads, Post Office Mural Given New Life. It was an article written by Dawn Kiefer for the Richland Observer. And now, a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland Observer, August 19, 2004, Section 1, page 15. The story reads as follows. Decades of old cigarette smoke and grit collected over half a century have been wiped off and they're cleaned away, bringing new life to the mural in the Richland Center Post Office. This is what the opening paragraph read in the article. It goes on to tell. The mural, part of the New Deal Arts Collection owned and controlled by the U.S. Postal Service. It is one of about 1,000 that remain from the original 1,200 that had been commissioned from 1934 to 1944 during the administration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The Richland Center mural was painted in 1937 by Ricard, also known as Richard, Brooks. He was born in Haverhill, Massachusetts in 1894. He left his signature on the mural in a very interesting way. His name is on the letter held by the woman with an apron, which figures prominently into the midsection of that mural. Restoration was completed by Parma Conservation of Chicago in the persons of the owner, Elizabeth Kendall, and a Spring Green native, Peter Shaneman, who said he was going to visit his mother, Janice Shaneman, who still lives there after he was done. Smoking had been allowed in the post office from the time the mural was painted in 1937 until sometime into the 1960s. That played a major role in the discoloration of the mural. A publication called Postal Preservation states that unlike the Works Progress Administration, that had the acronym WPA, it was part of the programs of the Roosevelt's time in office. They rather included what the mural and sculpture for the new buildings would include. National and regional competitions took place that brought to the forefront the artists for this project. The present Richland Center Post Office on Central Avenue was ready for business on February 5, 1936, on which date the Richland Democrat's newspaper heralded its completion. A Richland Democrat article the following year on February 5, 1937, announced that the Madison artist Ricard Brooks received the appointment to paint the mural. That still remains there on the south wall inside the building entrance. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Grace Garrison Lincoln.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
And today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Janice Muller of Beloit on ticket number 1168 and Brandy Donahoe of Spring Green on ticket number 3809. WRCO News time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Sunday, August 18th. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 1 tomorrow at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Haney Ridge Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry Wayne Sr. is survived by his wife of 64 years, Maxine, son, Doug, and Fanetta Wayne of Woodman, 5 grandchildren, mother-in-law, Juanita Smith of Boscobel, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82, of Woodman. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st, from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell is survived by her son, Scott and Elizabeth Blackwell, 3 granddaughters, and many other relatives and friends. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 Saturday, September 7th, at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Steiner is survived by 3 daughters, Mary and Ron Troxel of Beloit, Phyllis Razek of Boscobel, and Linda and Edward Chitwood of Blue River, 8 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, and her sister-in-law, Janice Gobin of Platteville. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Our House Memory Care. funeral services will be held Saturday, September 28th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the chapel on Saturday, September 28th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Grace or the Alzheimer's Associations. Mary Willison is survived by her daughter, Deanna Gabelt, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Laura, Rosie, Cindy, Patrick Jr., and Fred, and many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Molly Dieter and Denver Geis had a son, Silas Thomas.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Sunday so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quiet weather conditions right around here. Meanwhile, some active weather east of us with the low-pressure system, which brought us the rain the past couple of days. Still producing a few showers over lower Michigan, down towards Chicago into Indiana. And then we've got another patch of showers and thunderstorms back in Nebraska into southern South Dakota. That will primarily stay off to the southwest of us over the next 24 hours. Generally, high-pressure will be in control here, should bring us some great summer weather the next several days with seasonal temperatures and comfortable humidity. Late this week, there'll be a little bit more humid air trying to move back in with a southwest wind. That, coupled with a weak front to our north, might spawn a few spotty showers by Thursday night in northern Wisconsin, possibly slipping a little bit further south by Friday. Otherwise, temperatures could be fairly warm by the weekend, running a few degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Some hazy sunshine. Temperatures topping out close to 80. North wind at 7 to 14. Tonight, mostly clear. Patchy fog possible. Low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow should be sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal. High at 79 with a north wind around 10. Monday night, clear and cool with scattered fog possible. Low 53. And Tuesday, sunshine and comfortable, high about 76 degrees. As we head into Wednesday, another pleasant day with just a few scattered clouds. Low temperature 52, high near 76. Thursday, partly sunny and mild. Low 54 with a high of 79. Friday, partly sunny and breezy with a slight chance of a shower through midday, mainly north. Low 57, high near 80. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer. Low 61 with a high near 84 degrees. Temperatures could sneak up to the upper 80s to near 90 at points over the weekend. You have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 78 degrees after a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 77 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1936 is 101 degrees with a record low of 38 that was set back in 1963. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 50. Sunset will take place tonight at 8 o'clock and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:11. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Hometown League Baseball Sunday League's Round Robin Tournament continues today, and with more, here's Michael Hernan.
The Hometown Baseball Sunday League Round Robin Final Four starts this Sunday. Here are the matchups, with the first round being this Sunday. Sun Prairie is at Verona, and Evansville will be at Sauk Prairie. The second round on Sunday, August 25th, Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. Then the last round will be on Sunday, September 1st. Evansville will be at Sun Prairie, and Sauk Prairie will be at Verona. In the case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup, regardless of where that was played. And in the case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will play a semi-final at the opposite of their first game. If none of the ball clubs have more road wins than the others, then random draw as in the past. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Freddy Peralta pitched six effective innings, and William Contreras hit a tie-breaking homer that sent the Milwaukee Brewers past the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 for their fourth straight victory last night. Gary Sanchez had an early RBI double, and Milwaukee maintained its 10-game lead in the NL Central, the largest of any division leader. Cleveland's advantage in the AL Central was sliced to two games over the surging Minnesota, which beat Texas 5-2. Josh Naylor launched his 27th homer for the Guardians, who had been held to four runs in two losses at Milwaukee to begin their three-game interleague series this weekend. And you can and the first pitch for that game between the Guardians and the Brewers will be at 1:10 today, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. That pregame is coming up just in a little bit at 12:35. Elsewhere in the majors today, there is one game underway. It's the Marlins against the Mets, and that game is tied at one apiece in the bottom of the fifth inning. Other games that will be going on include the Red Sox at the Orioles, the Nationals at the Phillies, the Pirates will be hosting the Mariners, the Rays will be hosting the Diamondbacks, it'll be the Royals at the Reds, the White Sox at the Astros, the Dodgers at the Cardinals, the Blue Jays at the Cubs, the Twins at the Rangers, the Rockies will be hosting the Padres, it'll be the Angels hosting the Braves, the Giants at the Athletics, and in the Sunday night baseball matchup, it will be the Yankees at the Tigers. Milwaukee Brewers President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold says the back surgery that Christian Yelich underwent on Friday should enable the 2018 NL MVP to be ready for the start of the 2025 season. The 32-year-old Yelich was leading the NL in batting and on-base percentage in his 12th major league season when he went on the injured list in late July. Dr. Brandon Rebholz performed the surgery in Milwaukee. Yelich has been dealing with back issues for several years. Manager Pat Murphy says the surgery was necessary and will have long-term benefits. With nostalgia and so many famous faces, it felt like old times in Oakland again, at least for a day. Mark Kotze and Bob Melvin and Miguel Tejada felt it. Same for Mark Canha and Matt Chapman, a couple of former Athletics stars now wearing the Rivals jersey. Even for a teary and touched Jose Canseco, one of the newest members of the Athletics Hall of Fame, who never saw this honor coming. The A's and Giants played the first of two games that will mark the final Bay Bridge series in Oakland. The A's defeated the Giants 2-0 in the first game on Saturday before a season-high 37,551 fans for the matinee. The Green Bay Packers will attempt to improve their preseason record to 2-0 in Denver, where they'll be playing the Broncos tonight. Kickoff will be at 7, and we will be bringing you that broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Pregame of that broadcast starts at 5:03. Caleb Williams made another good impression in his first appearance at Soldier's Field since Chicago drafted him with the number one overall pick, running for a touchdown and leading two scoring drives, and the Bears beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3. Williams got off to a slow start, coming off an impressive and brief showing last week at Buffalo in his first preseason appearance. Chicago went 3 and out. On its first three possessions. The former USC star then showed the arm and elusiveness the Bears are banking on, leading them to a field goal and scrambling for a touchdown. Williams completed 6 of 13 passes for 75 yards against Cincinnati's backups, including a 45-yarder to fellow rookie Romo Dunze. He ran for a 7-yard touchdown late in the second quarter. Also yesterday in preseason football, the Ravens beat the Falcons 13-12. The Texans defeated the Giants 28-10. It was the Lions over the Chiefs 24-23. The Vikings beat the Browns 27-12. The Titans defeated the Seahawks 16-15. It was the Bills over the Steelers 9-3. The Jets defeated the Panthers 15-12. The Dolphins beat the Commanders by a score of 13-6. It was the Colts over the Cardinals 21-13. The Rams beat the Chargers 13-9. Jaguars beat the Buccaneers 20-7, and the Cowboys defeated the Raiders by a score of 27-12. Other than the Packer-Bronco game, there's one more preseason game that's going to be played tonight, and that'll be the Saints at the 49ers. And it's almost time. College football is about to ramp up again. There are a handful of games next Saturday, including number 10 Florida State taking on Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland. Led by defensive end Patrick Payton and offensive tackle Darius Washington, the Seminoles are a popular pick to repeat as Atlantic Coast Conference champions. Florida State and Georgia Tech kick off at noon, actually at 11 a.m. Also on the slate next Saturday, Norfolk State faces Florida A&M in the MEAC-SWAC Challenge in Atlanta, and SMU visits Nevada. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen. 100.9 WRCO.
Left side of her shoulder in plain view. I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know.
Give me half a chance. Love's a gamble, but it's
That was Emilio with I'd Love You to Love Me. Before that was Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murph with High Road on Country and Community. And our time is 12:49. Our temperature is now up to 78 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. So it looks like we're going to hit that predicted high of 80 degrees that Tony Schumacher predicted. So going to be a beautiful day. Get out there and enjoy, everybody. And I'll be bringing you some more great music. So be sure to take your app with your phone with you and listen to our app on the Civic Media app. You can do that while you're on the go, or if you're cruising in your car, listen there as well. But if you're sitting at home or out on the porch or just in your home, be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM. And as I said, coming up at 5 o'clock today will be Green Bay Packer football. And because of that, we will not be having any local news for the evening. But we will have the ABC news at the top of the hour at 5, right before the broadcast. And also, no Old Country tonight. So, Old Country fans, unfortunately, there's no Bo tonight. Bo won't be bringing you that. But he will be back next week with some more great classic country music on Old Country. And that's usually from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
I'm a long gone wedding song on vinyl. I'm a back row sinner at a tent revival. But she believes in me like she believes her Bible. And loves me like Jesus does. I'm a lead foot leaning on a souped up Chevy. I'm a good old boy drinking whiskey and rye on the levee. But she carries me when my sins make me heavy. And loves me like Jesus does. All the crazy in my dreams, both my broken wings, every single piece of everything I am. And she knows the man I am. She forgives me when I can't. The devil man, no, he don't stand a chance. She loves me like Jesus does. always thought she'd give up on me one day. Wash your hands of me, leave me staring down some runway. But I thank God each night and twice on Sunday. She loves me like Jesus does. All the crazy in my dreams, both my broken wings, every single piece of who I am. Yeah, she knows the man I am. She forgives me when I can't. And the devil man, oh, he don't have a trail. But she loves me like Jesus does. I'm a long gone wailing song on vinyl.
Sitting in a Key West bar, here I am, there they are, hanging from the rafters like monkeys. Watch them gather round, it's a primal sound. Can I buy you another round or get your number? Check, please. They try to touch my heart, but they move way too fast. Just another night of foreplay in a shot glass. Where do I for the next notch on the bedpost. A doctor from Baltimore, kinda cute, twice divorced, trying to score. But me, I want something more. Well, I don't wanna be the last to leave the party. Down. Heavy love. Here I am, there they are, hanging from the rafters.